Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, God Holds Us, was written by Wynne Collier. South African Freddie Blum turned 114 in 2018, widely recognized as the oldest living man. Born in 1904, the year the Wright brothers built their Flyer II, he's lived through both world wars, apartheid, and the Great Depression. When asked for the secret for his longevity, Blum only shrugs. Like many of us, he hasn't always chosen the foods and practices that promote wellness. However, Blum does offer one reason for his remarkable health. There's only one thing. It's God. He's got all the power. He holds me. Blum echoes words similar to what God spoke to Israel as the nation wilted under the oppression of fierce enemies. I will strengthen you and help you, God promised in Isaiah 41. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. No matter how desperate their situation, how impossible the odds that they would ever find relief, God assured his people that they were held in his tender care. Do not fear, for I am with you, he insisted. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. No matter how many years we're given, life's hardships will come knocking at our door. A troubled marriage, a child abandoning the family, terrifying news from the doctor, even persecution. However, our God reaches out to us and holds us firmly. He gathers us and holds us in his strong, tender hand. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 1 through 10. Be silent before me, you islands. Let the nations renew their strength. Let them come forward and speak. Let us meet together at the place of judgment. Who has stirred up one from the east, calling him in righteousness to his service? He hands nations over to him and subdues kings before him. He turns them to dust with his sword, to wind-blown chaff with his bow. He pursues them and moves on unscathed, by a path his feet have not traveled before. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them, and with the last, I am He. The islands have seen it and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They approach and come forward. They help each other and say to their companions, Be strong. The metalworker encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer spurs on the one who strikes the anvil. One says of the welding, It is good. The other nails down the idol so it will not topple. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let's pray. Father, sometimes it can feel like we're just hanging on by a thread, and with one wrong move, our entire life could come crashing down around us. In times like this, we pray that you would give us the assurance and strength we need to continue on, knowing you will never abandon us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.